Sarasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Miritam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha Akandam Dalakaram Vyaptayena Characharam Tatpadam Darshitam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Yasya prasadat agyopi sadhya sarvagyatam rajet sashi chaitanya devo me bhagavan sam prasidatu. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, may the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, be merciful unto me, because by his mercy, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Pure bhakti is very often discussed and mentioned topic in our society. And pure bhakti, to me, sounded as something very difficult. Still sounds sometimes. So I would like to share several big discoveries that I made for myself in many years of study of Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, with the commentaries of Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Srinath Chakravarti Thakur, also the Bhagavad Gita. For many years, I was suffering by seeing how far bhakti is from me. And by seeing that bhakti is very far, and material life is something that is not attractive to dedicate your life to. It doesn't seem to have much sense. It's a closed loop, as in that joke, which I heard in German, about mother telling the son, Fritzchen, you must eat this bread and butter. Is das Butterbrot? He says, Mother, I don't like bread and butter. She says, No, you must eat bread and butter. But, Mommy, why should I eat this bread and butter? And she says, If you eat bread and butter, you will grow big and strong. Mommy, why should I grow big and strong? If you grow big and strong, Fritzchen, you will be able to earn your bread and butter. But, Mommy, I don't like bread and butter. So this is material life, and we all know that working to eat and eating to work makes no sense. We need a transcendent goal. We need a transcendent goal. But I felt myself hanging in sort of a vacuum, like empty space. Okay, bhakti is there, and material life is somewhere there, and I'm somewhere in between. You know, where am I? How, you know, it's so far there, and that's unattractive. And then finally, I got a chance to study Bhakti Shastri, Bhagavad Gita, as was developed by my very great well-wisher Bhurijan Prabhu. I'm sitting among my gurus, which is an amazing experience, I must tell you, trying to say something. And in studying the Bhagavad Gita and Bhakti Shastri, I learned about the yoga letter. And it turned out that between there and there, there's a letter with steps. I don't need to jump all the way there. There's a ladder. You can go small step by small step by small step, and the path is clear. I cannot tell you how delighted I was finally to feel the ground under my feet and to see the path and what are the smaller steps to achieve our goal. But it had a side effect. It had a side effect. Because Yoga Letter describes increments, smaller steps. For many years, I was convinced that the way to go is mixed bhakti. Pure bhakti is difficult. Oh, so difficult. You know? We have heard so many times. Give up all desires. No material desires. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, I'm going in that. Yes. But mixed bhakti, you know, okay, you can do. So I was a little shy about this, but, you know, that was my realization. And I was, you know, with embarrassment sharing with many learned devotees, with many senior devotees. I was scared to share this sometimes. But every time I shared, they said, no problem, you know, just get going. You know, move, that's all right. And this is also what Shishna Chakravarti Thakur says. Pradhanya bhakti, as long as you do pradhanya bhakti, bhakti as the goal, bhakti as the main ingredient, it's okay. It's acceptable. It's bhakti. It's not cheating. It's bhakti. As long as bhakti is your first priority, in the foreground. But then, I happened to hear the glories of just two letters in the most important verse of the Vedic literature. This is 1.1.11 Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And it turned out that pure bhakti doesn't have to be scary. Pure bhakti doesn't have to be difficult. Pure bhakti is just three practices and two decisions, which all of us can make. And pure bhakti can have two meanings. Pure bhakti can mean what we always use it for, a level. And that sounds scary. You should be pure devotees. And you think, oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. And it sounds scary. But pure bhakti can also mean a path. This verse, 1.1.11, Anya Bilashta Shunyam, describes Uttama Bhakti. It describes our sadhana, which is to be practiced by everybody, including Kanishtadikaris. Everybody. So there must be an access, there must be an entry to this path of pure bhakti. So, some of these discoveries I want to share with you because for me they were very exciting, and I was very encouraged by seeing. I was very encouraged by Sri Satchinananda Maharaj, my source of mercy in my life. I'm being blessed by wonderful Vaishnavas, and he was also very excited, and he told me, you should speak about this. So here I am. And this is what we are going to be speaking on the last 3 days of this retreat. And just to conclude, to present a healthy contrast between a neophyte, undeveloped, unrealized Vaishnava like myself and others, I will say that I'm not embarrassed. Quoting Sri Krishna Chakravarti Thakur from his Sararta Darshani, where he says, Hasantu santu jihre mama ratnava nigbhavam ratnanya parichinvita hasantu santu jihre mina swasanta vinoda krid. Understanding nothing in jewelry, I am coming here to open a jewelry shop, but I will not be ashamed, because at least the Vaishnavas will, my dear Vaishnavas, will have a chance to laugh at somebody. If nothing else. Hare Krishna.